It's your girl Kay, and you are listening to Kay's Diary.
This is starting 20 somethings. Time really moved past. You were just 16. This is starting 30 something that didn't turn out exactly how your mom and dad wanted you to be. This is starting 40 something. Well, raise up your glass and laugh like a mother. This is starting 50 something. Hell, you're halfway there, baby. Take it to the head.
Hey, y'all. Happy New Year. It's a new year. It's a new year. I'm so excited for 2018. I'm excited and I'm nervous. There are a lot of things that are in store for me this year, and I'm just trying to take it a day at a time and just to live. That's my goal, just to live and just to not regret anything, that I took the risk, I took chances. And I went out and I did the damn thing, basically. So everybody always does this, of course. You know, New Year comes in, they have all these goals. People do vision boards, or they just write their ideas online, or they do a blog post and things like that, you know. So since this is the first podcast of 2018, I just wanted to talk about what... just to break down everything that I wanted to achieve this year, or just everything that I want for myself. I'm chilling. I have the music on. I have music in the background. It's lit. Got my candles on. Lit, I mean. My room is slightly clean. I have to sweep. It's a little messy, but you know, I'm really trying to get down to the session, you know. Alright, so first things first, 2018, 2K18. What do I want? Alright, let's break this down. So first I'm gonna do health and fitness. So, according to the doctors, I'm obese. I'm fat as fuck. About like a good 80 pounds. But like when you look at me, like it doesn't look like I'm that weight, but I feel like I'm that weight. Yeah, I feel like that. I'm that weight, but it doesn't look like I'm that weight. But the numbers don't lie, girl. And I need to lose like a good 80 pounds. In order to be healthy. And I'd be looking in the mirror. And I'm just like, I'm going to look like nothing if I actually lose that 80 pounds. Like, that's crazy. So, for years I've struggled with the weight. I've had a lot of issues with getting clothes. And just fitting clothes. Looking the way that I want to look, confidence, just everything always bounced back to weight, like dating. It always, like, to me, I always felt like because I was fat as fuck, niggas ain't want me. Excuse me, guys ain't want me. I'm gonna be cursing. Niggas ain't want me. I felt like I was like sloppy and just I wasn't cute enough. So I've, like, for years, on and off, I've been trying to lose weight, going workout, and I just always quit. So, I don't know. I just feel like this is the year, like, it's possible for me to lose some weight or just to get my body to where it, like, I want it to be. With my health and fitness, first thing first, I want to get on, like, a regular sleeping pattern. Like a good like 7 to 9 hours a day. I do not sleep my sleeping schedule is just fucked up. It's just as simple as that. It's fucked up. Like, I would get like a good 3 hours of sleep or 4 hours of sleep. Like, I would sleep at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and then gotta go to work at like 7 or something. Or like the days where I have to go to work late at like 12, like, it works perfectly. Like, I get my good 7 hours and I'm good. But it sucks. And I remember last year, in order to get myself in track for school, because I will always be late and everything like that, I did this thing where I would put my phone on Do Not Disturb from 10:30 until, I believe I did 6 or 7. Like, my phone was on Do Not Disturb, so, like, I couldn't hear any phone calls or any text messages or any notifications from any social media or any emails. Like, I wasn't notified of any, well, of course, like, it was on my phone, but, you know, you didn't hear the ding, it didn't pop up on the screen, so it's, like, it took away the desire to constantly be on your phone, like, for me, anyway. It was just, like, ooh, new text, but that thing was gone. Like, that feeling was gone. It's just like you look at the phone, you're like, oh, it's blank, ain't nobody texting me. But so I feel like if I get back to that, if I do that little Do Not Disturb thing on my phone, and it works every day, you could set it for every day, that it would just help me out. It will get me to the starting point, like from 10:30, 11 o'clock till like 6-7 in the morning. That is a good 7 hours of sleep, and I feel like that's enough for my body. I think, yeah, I feel like that's enough. Like, I mean, if I sleep later, I sleep a little bit later. Like, I don't have to go to work until 12 some days, so I would wake up at like 10:30, 11, so that's still fine. Like, I'll accomplish the things I need to get done in the morning, but like, it's just, for me to sleep, I think having that automatically done for me, like, as soon as 10:30 hits, you don't get any notifications. That helps me. Now, then I have to work on, like, not picking up my phone, of course, and not, like, turning it on and just going through social media. Like, that Do Not Disturb, it just, like, you don't get the notifications, but, you know, you can still use the phone. So that just, that with that comes, like, with discipline. It's like, oh, okay, it's 10:30. Bitch, don't touch your phone at all. Like, you need to rest, type of thing. So that's what I'm trying to do with my sleeping schedule, because it's just all fucked up. Next, the gym. I have a gym membership. I love my gym. It's cute and all. I recently upgraded it, like, 3 weeks ago to where I could take all the classes and everything. Yeah, so, like, I used to just go in and use the equipment however you need and go. But then I realized, like, while I was doing that, I wasn't really, like, I was doing it and it was beneficial, but I felt like I didn't hold myself accountable. Like, I don't know, like, I might be doing some of the movements wrong, or, like, I'm embarrassing myself in the gym, or if I didn't like the workout, I'd be like, fuck it, move on, next one. But, like, if you do a class, you have people next to you, you have the gym instructor, and it's just, like, if you feel like you're doing it wrong, you can look at other people, because at the gym, there are people with whole different, like, bunch of different size body shapes. It's a variety of different people. So, like, somebody who's slimmer than me will be doing the exercise and it looks like good. Like, they doing it, it looks great. Meanwhile, my big old self, Oompa Loompa, like, I'm doing the exercise and I'm just like, looking crazy. And if I look over and I see somebody that's similar to my shape and, you know, like, they're doing it and I see how they've, like, they've done, like, a beginner's version of it, a modification, that's the word. They do a modification. Like, I need a lot of modifications for things. And I feel like when I'm looking online and I'm looking at exercises to do, when I go to the gym and I do it, it doesn't look right. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't, like, yeah. And I just feel embarrassed. So I just be like, F it, I'm not doing this. But when I go into class and I see a bunch of variety of different people doing it, then I'm like, okay, cool. Like, if I feel like I'm doing it wrong, I can look to somebody else that might be similar to my body shape. And, you know, they're doing it a type of way. And I'm like, okay, boom, I need to move my leg a little bit like this, or I need to bend a little like this. Like, it just, and then you have the gym instructor that comes around and it's like, cool. Like, I be asking them, like, hey, am I doing this right? Or they're doing push-ups. I cannot do push-ups to save my life. And I just be like, what's modification for that? I remember they was doing a push-up. I think it was a push-up. They was doing some exercise. And I was just like, yeah, that's not going to happen. I know people be saying, like, you have to get uncomfortable, or you have to put yourself out there or be uncomfortable, or I forgot the term. Like, you have to, you may not like it, or I don't know what the fucking term is, but if I feel uncomfortable and if I feel uncomfortable, I ain't doing that shit. I'm not doing that shit. So I need modifications. People say, put yourself out there. I don't know what the term is. I'm trying to think of the term. I don't know what the term is. But the gist is, if I'm doing the exercise and I feel uncomfortable doing it, or I feel pain or something like that, I'm like, nah, fuck this. Give me a modification, or I'm finding something else to occupy my time while I'm doing this. And having the gym instructors there is just like, I ask them, you have a modification? Boom, like that. They show me. I'm like, yes, this is easier on me. I'm still working out. It's not like I'm not working out. I'm still working out and using the same muscles. Like, it's just, it makes me feel more comfortable. So that's why I upgraded to classes, and I like that. And also, it makes me held accountable. Like, if I sign up for a class at 8 o'clock in the morning, that's like, bitch, that's an appointment. And like, so wake your ass up, go to that gym class, do what you gotta do for that hour, and then go back home. That's like, that shit is it. It makes me feel like I'm obligated to go to the gym, like it's my job, or it's like I signed up for the, unless it's like a snowstorm or something, or I didn't get enough sleep that night or something. If I signed up, I signed up and my ass is going. My ass is going. So that's another reason why I upgraded to glasses. For basically for the new year and things like that, I just want to go to the gym 5 times a week. I want to mix my workouts, like, for now, to be honest, until I get really comfortable and until I become disciplined enough to go to the gym by myself and do my workouts, I'm going to be taking the classes. So every week I'm going to sign up for a class every day that I'm going to do, and in those classes, the classes I sign up are usually like strength classes, like lifting weights and things like that. I did Zumba, and first time I did it, I was just uncomfortable. I'm not a type of person that likes to jump around and move and hop, hop, skippity skip. I don't like that shit. No, I just like to move. Like, I like to take my time to slow it down. I don't like that jumping shit. It's too much. It makes me feel like my fat is flapping around, my titties is going up and down. I can never find a sports bra that can hold these titties down. And I don't even got big boobs. I got a C cup. So it's just too much. I feel too much jiggling. I'm just not the type of person to be jumping around. I ain't like Zumba. But the second time I did it, it was just, I liked it. I mean, I did it. I didn't really like the music. It was all Latin music. And I was just like, okay. But, you know, I liked the dancing aspect of it. I liked it when they slowed it down so I could, like, really get the moves down. Like, I'll probably do it maybe once a week if the class is available and nothing else is. I'll probably do it just to get my workout in. But I will never look at a list of classes and pick Zumba being the first one. Like, that's just, yeah, that's not gonna work. So what I want to do is do the classes, which are usually strength training, classes, and then afterwards I want to do cardio, like a good 20 to 30 minutes of cardio. So the classes are usually an hour, so I figured 20 minutes of cardio is good. Like I could do the elliptical, I could do the Stairmaster. Yo, that shit, the Stairmaster will have you sweating like there's no tomorrow. Oh my God, 5 minutes on that shit and you just half dead. And it's been like years since I stepped onto the Stepmaster. So I have to gradually build myself up. Like I have to do like 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, you know, and then like 5 minutes and then add on another 5 minutes and see how I'm feeling. I gotta gradually go up there. I can't do a full 20 minutes up there at once. Not right now, not off the bat. So yeah, so there's the elliptical, there's the Stairmaster, there's the bike, and then there's the treadmill. The treadmill is fine. I don't feel like, I just speed walk on it. I don't like running. Again, I don't like all that hopping, moving around. I'm not that type of person. So I speed walk, and even speed walking just be a little... Like, if I put it, what level is it? If it be, like, level 4, I'd be like, bitch, you pushing it. That's running to me. Like, I ain't doing that shit. So, I'll put it down, like, to, like, a 2 to 3, I think, miles per hour. That's usually how I be on my treadmill. Like, that's, yeah, 2.5. Between 2.5 and 3.5, it's usually in that range. 3.5 being the, like, the fastest I would go. And yeah, that I don't really sweat a lot, but you know, that's my cardio and I get the workout done. And then the elliptical is fine. The bike hurts my ass so much, but I could do a good 20 minutes. Like I will go on that bike. Yeah, that's usually my go-to, just hop on a bike. But my ass be hurting. So after doing squats, I'm like, fuck that shit. And then my goal with doing this, dieting and things like that, I mean, you know, dieting and working out, is to lose 5 pounds a week. Starting out, I know, like, later on after I lose a good amount of weight, it's not going to be 5 pounds anymore. But right now, I feel like 5 pounds is enough. Like, during last summer, I worked out for a month and a half and I lost 20 pounds. So I feel like 5 pounds is a good goal a week. If, like, my goal is to get out of 200s, and my doctor says my goal weight is like 150, 180, but I'm not even gonna look at the numbers, because it's whenever I feel good about myself and whenever I feel good about my body. Like, I just when, if I look in the mirror and I love what I'm looking at, that's what I want. I want that feeling. I don't want to look in the mirror and be disgusted, because that's what I feel sometimes. I look and I'm just like, you're ugly, you're fat, like, you're disgusting, basically. Like, how is anybody gonna like you? You're the ugly friend. What's that movie that they had? The Ugly Friend. It's some teenager movie. Like, out of all your friends, you're the ugly one. Like, I don't want to be feeling like that. I want to feel gorgeous. I want to feel beautiful. And sadly, right now, and I don't feel like that. And I feel like by getting my health in order, and exercising, that will help me get there. Because after working out, I mean, during the process of working out, I'd be sweating, I'd be hating it, I'd be like, God, why? Oh my God, I'm in such pain. But then afterwards, I feel amazing. So what I'm looking for is to feel amazing every single day like that, and then to have my body match what I'm feeling. Like, I'm looking to just be happy. Be happy and to feel amazing every single day. And I need to work on my health, and I need to work on my fitness. Like, some people, like, they could be 200, 300 pounds, and they love their body, and they are happy with it, but I'm not. So I have to change that. the faint change at. I feel like if I, so like with going to the gym 5 times a week and then, you know, getting my meal plan done and everything like that, I feel like losing 5 pounds in a week is doable as long as I stay consistent and I discipline myself and go to the gym when I need to and eat what I'm supposed to. I feel like that's a doable goal. That's a great goal to have. So what I want to do is I want to start slow with my diet, and it's not even a diet, with my lifestyle eating. Like, I don't eat breakfast. I just wake up and I go. So I want to add breakfast and snacks, to my meals. And what I want to do, instead of, people be doing this a lot, like, during the summer, when I lost that 20 pounds, I changed my diet completely. The reason why I didn't stick, like, the reason why I didn't continue to lose weight and stick to my health and fitness plan was because the fact that I changed my diet completely, and that after a while, I hated it, and I just stopped. And it just, it brought all the weight back and everything else. So, like, I want to gradually change the foods that I eat. So I want to start with my breakfast. Like, I want to add breakfast. And what I eat for breakfast, I want it to be healthy. Like, oats and almond milk. Like, that's a good combination. I try that and it's really good. Vanilla almond milk anyway. The regular almond milk, nasty as fuck. What else? Have oatmeal for breakfast. Or have eggs. Now, I'm a type of person, I can't eat omelets like that because sometimes eggs make me want to throw up. Like, I'll eat it boiled, but to, like, an omelet or just cook it is just, I will throw it up. I can't handle eggs like that. So, like, I could do eggs with, like, some fruits or something. I don't know. But just, I want to start with my diet and then add on some snacks and make them healthy snacks. And then, you know, gradually, and then move on to lunch. Okay, lunch, let me tweak this up a little bit. Let's have a salad, or I don't know, just, I want to take it a meal at a time. I'm not going to change the whole thing at once, because if I do that, then I know, like, eventually I'm going to fall off and not get on. So that's why I want to do it a meal at a time. And then it's just, I want to remind myself that slow progress is still progress. Like, you don't have to rush into it and just change everything. Like, no, it's not gonna work. Well, that doesn't work for me. That doesn't work for me. If I change everything, it might work for a good couple weeks, maybe a month. But after that, I will fall off. And when I fall off hard. So that's why I wanna go at it slow, take my time, have some patience. Like, I didn't gain all this weight overnight. I gained all this weight in over a course of like 10 years. So it's not gonna get off, like, immediately. I need to take my time, and I have to do what I gotta do. And then one of my favorite YouTubers, Leah Gordon, I think that's how you say her name. Yeah, Leah Gordon. She was about my weight. Looking like my size. I'm not sure. I have more of a belly than her. I have a rounder belly than her. But yeah, she was about my weight and size, and she was eating healthy, she was going out, working out, and then, I saw her use this tea, like, you know how people use the flat tummy tea. First of all, I was skeptical as shit about that, because it's like, I feel like Instagram be just, I don't know, it just be them Instagram stuff that I just be like, yeah, this is fake, this don't really work. But, after seeing her do that, eat healthy, work out, and use this tea, it's called Teamy Tea. Yeah, Teamy Tea. Like, and she lost a great amount. She lost 40 pounds. She lost 40 pounds, I think. 40 pounds in a month. Like, that's OD. But, like, she lost a lot of weight. Now, she changed things. I think she just changed things completely. Just change her whole diet, like, but I'm gonna take it at slow. But after seeing her on YouTube doing that, I'm like, okay, let me get the Teamy Tea. So I have that right now, and I'm gonna I'm going to start it up. It's a 30-day thing, the colon cleanse with the regular tea. So I'm going to start that up and then, you know, change my add-on, like changing the diet and then add on the working out. And, you know, hopefully that will get me a little bit faster towards my goal. But still, I'm taking it a day at a time. I'm not trying to rush nothing. I'm trying to just take it a day at a time. That's really it. And with all this, with all the eating right, working out, this tea, the sleeping schedule, what I want is to be able to, I want to be able to be fit. I want to be able to do push-ups. I want to be able to walk up a couple flights of stairs and not feel out of breath or like I'm dying. Like, I want to do things regular people be doing without being out of breath or just feeling disgusting. Like, I want that. And I want to add yoga because I did this month of yoga and I became really flexible and just like everything just felt amazing. Like, my body wasn't in pain. My muscles was looser. It just, like, it felt great. So I'm thinking of trying to add yoga, like, at least 2 times a week. Maybe if I could fit that in the schedule somewhere. I'm not sure how that's going to happen. But, you know, that's just if I could fit it into the schedule. I just want to do it for stretch and flexibility. I'm not going to do too many things at once because if I start doing too many things at once, then things, I won't be able to stick to it. So that's why I'm going to do it a day at a time and just see how it goes. So if I start up my schedule with the working out and the eating, making the meal plans and having a great sleeping schedule and I stay consistent and good with that, then okay, I'll add on the yoga and then see how I do with that. But I'm not going to add everything all at once. So with my health and fitness, the reminder to myself is just kind of to start small and to work my way up, to stay committed, to stay consistent, and to stay focused. There are a lot of distractions out here, but girl, 2018 about to be the best year. Nah, I'm kidding. But 28, it's a new year, and we're going to make the best of it. Well, I'm going to make the best of it as I can, basically. So this is my plan for that regarding my health and fitness. Now, moving on to niggas. to niggas. I spent my whole life, I'm 21 years old, I have not had a boyfriend. Well, when I was in 8th grade, I had a boyfriend for like 3 months, but it was too much for me because I was seeing that boy every day. He was walking me to the bus every day, kissing me when we got to the bus stop. And calling me every day. And it was just like, it was too much. Like, I see you at school. I see you in the hallways. You walk me to the bus. Like, you calling me. It was just, you too clingy. You all up on me. I need space. I need to breathe. But that was in 8th grade. I don't really count that as a relationship. So, yeah, I've been single my whole life. I've been single my whole life. There's always people that I've talked to, I started talking to, and or just like attempted to have, just attempted to even get to that token stage, and it never went past that because niggas ain't shit. because niggas ain't shit, but also because like I see qualities or just certain things that's not for me. Like, you talking to people these days, like, you get to know them, and it's just, I'm not about that life. I'm not about what you about, and I can't see myself being with you forever. Like, when I look at dating, I'm a forever type of girl. We're getting married and having babies and building a home. Like, I don't see myself. Yeah, I'm a forever type of girl. I'm not seeing where the wind blows me when it comes to guys. Like, if I pick you and we get past that talking stage, that means I can see myself with you, like, for the rest of my life. And the fact that none of these boys that I've talked to have never gotten past that, like, that stage is just, it shows, like, niggas ain't shit, because y'all talking, we talking, and I just find things that I'm not interested about them. Like, I ain't feeling it. Like, recently, I was, I slid in this boy's DMs, which I shouldn't have, and, I was just bored, and I slid in his DMs, because I was probably lonely. I was like, so let me find somebody to talk to. Slid in his DM, and we got to talking, and I'm just not feeling it. Like, I'm okay, I'm chilling. For once in my life, I'm really chilling. I'm not, like, being out there like I usually am. And, you know, I'm letting him do all the talking, and he sells weed. I'm over here. I'm like, okay, so what do you want to do? What's your goal for the rest of your life? He's like, I swear to God, this is what this nigga said to me. He said, I'm really trying to find, like, two to three, like, crackheads, because, like, when I got them, like, I'm set. And I'm just like, what? I'm like, what did you say? He's like, yeah, I'm just trying to find, like, two or three of them, because them niggas is hooked. They always come back. And I'm just like, so your life goal, your career goal is to be a drug dealer? I mean, he already sells weed and things like that. But I'm just like, okay, that one was just like, all right. I was just like, that's not really what I'm about. But, you know, I'm not gonna do that. But then this nigga was like, I'm really trying to find, like, two crackheads. I'm just like, he's like, the cocaine business, like, they hook on cocaine. So it's just like, they always coming back. They always want more. So you'll always have money. And I'm just like, no, this nigga did not just say this. Like, he dead ass. And I'm looking at him like, he dead ass. I'm like, you dead ass? He's like, yeah, I'm dead ass. I'm like, all right, let me just... I just dropped the subject. Like, I ain't say nothing. I really want to be like, get the fuck out my face. Like, what? Like, and it was just, like, whenever I ask him a serious question, he's like, I'm going back to school. I'm just like, oh, what are you going back for? I'm just taking a couple classes. Like, what? When I get you 24, what you mean you going back to take a couple of classes? Like, what? You already took a couple classes years ago and you dropped out. Like, if you're going back, you should have a plan. What the fuck? What does that mean? And then he's like, oh, and I asked him, like, okay, do you have a real job? Not the drug dealer. Like, do you actually have a real job? He told me his job. He told me this nigga was like, he makes like $27 or $28 an hour. It was close to 30. It was like $27, $28 an hour he makes. And he was a supervisor where he was at, right? I'm like, oh, this is what I said. I'm next to him, and I'm just like, oh, so you got mad money in your savings. Like, that's good. You've been working there for how long? He's like, 2 years. I'm like, so you must have, like, mad money saved up. That's great. That's amazing. I'm like, okay, I could work with this. You know, he got a job. I could work with this. And then this nigga was like, nah, I got no money saved. I'm like, what? What did you just say? He's like, yeah, I ain't saved none of that. I'm like, what? How? Excuse me? He's like, I spent all that shit on my girlfriends, on my mom. And I'm just like, wait, how long you was working there? How long you been working there? He's like, for 2 years. I'm like, for 2 years? How many girlfriends have you had in 2 years? He like, two to three. And I'm just like, red flag number, like, 300. Like, in 2 years, you've had three girlfriends? Excuse me, sis? Excuse me? And on those three girlfriends, you just blowing money on? You just blowing it? And I mean, the mom thing, like, I understand, because I blow money on my mom to buy food in the house, like, things like that. Like, that's understandable. Like, that's one thing. But this nigga then said, within 2 year span, he had three girlfriends, and he blowing money all on them. And I'm just like, okay. Okay. I ain't say nothing. I ain't saying that, but inside, I'm telling you, I was like, no, this nigga, oh my God. So, basically, with you, I found this out all on one day on, like, one little, when we was chilling together, nothing extra, we were just chilling. I found this out, and I'm just like, so, basically, you don't handle money well, so how can you handle your finances in the future? Like, no. Two, you have commitment issues because you've had three girls, or I don't know, something wrong with your love life because you had three girlfriends in a 2-year span. So that's two. Three is you going back to school and you don't know what the fuck you're doing, but yet you're 24 years old. Okay. And then four is you dead ass about trying to find 2 or 3 crackheads to sell cocaine to. My nigga, what? That was just like red flags. And I was just like, yeah, I'm not talking to your ass again. Like, I'm not about that. Like, I'm 21 years old with a bachelor's degree, with a car, with a savings, and with plans to later on, with a full-time job, with a 401k, with health insurance, with plans to get my master's, and, you know, do a whole bunch of things later on with that. But, like, and you telling me that you're trying to do what? Yeah, you're not for me. Boo-boo, you're not for me. You're not for me. So, that nigga, that had to be done. But then my friend, this is a whole nother story, because there was some extra shit, because I found out he was lying on his dick, and it's just about me, and it's just, niggas ain't, that's why I say niggas ain't shit, because you lying on your dick about me, like, what? But that's another story for another time. But, yeah, like, this is why me and guys never get past the token stage, because that was just after, like, two months of, now, I don't text people every day, so we be talking, like, once a week, like, what's popping, what's going on, things like that, and this was our first time, like, actually chilling together, after, like, 2-3 months, because this was in October, so after 2 months of talking, yeah, this was in October, and I sent in the DMs in September, so, yeah, like, a month or two of talking, we actually, like, met up real life, and, yeah, so, this is why niggas don't get past the talking stage, because that ain't shit, like, what the fuck, who says that shit? Hey, I was just baffled. Like, this is really your life goals? These are your plans? Like, what? So, yeah, niggas ain't shit. But my goal for 2018 with guys, anyway, it's crazy because I sat down and I wrote this, like 2 weeks ago, and I was just like, this is what I wrote down. I said, fuck, get fucked. But then, that's not me. I probably was just horny and I wrote that. But that's not, I can't imagine myself going out and just seeing a guy and just that same night go fuck him and things like that. It's just, I did that once. That was how I lost my virginity. And that was the first and only time I've ever had sex. And I mean, I don't regret it, but that's not me. That was because I was drunk. Well, not drunk. I was tipsy and I was high. So it just, like, my body, my hormones, and, you know, he was cute and we was at a party and things like that. And one thing led to another. That was really, like, how that happened. That was, yeah, that was really just how that happened. But as soon as you get me sober, I look at you like you fucking crazy. So, I mean, it happened for a reason. It is what it is. I don't regret it. Like, I kind of do regret it, but I don't regret it. It is what it is. My first and only time is fine. I still consider myself a virgin, because that shit was over a year ago, and that was nothing. That wasn't, no, that don't count. That don't count. Don't you ever hear hoes be talking about, yeah, I have fucked him, but that don't count. I sound like that right now. But that was my first and only time, and that was because I was drunk and high, so. Yeah, that's not really it. So, like, when I wrote that, get fucked, like, after a few days, I was just like, bitch, you know you're not, you know that's not gonna happen. Like, I have too much morals for that. Like, I go out to the party, like, I won't even kiss you. I won't even kiss you. I mean, Did I do that once? Nah. Like, I won't. No, I'm a person that's going to be like, you need to take me out on a date. You need to get to know me. And I need to get to know you before I pop this pussy. Like, I can't just pop it like that for a random nigga. Like, no. Like, I'm not about to pop it for some nobody. Well, not nobody, but, like, I'm not about to pop it for no, like, no, nothing of a nigga. Like, I need to find out who you are, who you're about. Can I see myself with you later on? Things like that. Like, if I can't see myself with you, then this pussy not getting popped. If I don't see a future, then this pussy not getting popped. If I don't see a possible ring on my finger, this pussy not getting popped. Like, it's just, it is what it is. That's how I am. So what I want is, because I spent 21 years on my life single, what I want is to date. Because I have a date. I have a date. Like, I've talked to, like I just said, I'm talking to people, but talking consists of, like, texting or occasional calls. Like, I haven't actually gone out on a date. Nobody has actually taken me out on a date. So, I want these niggas to know, like, I know my worth. Even though I'm struggling right now with my confidence and things like that, like, I still know my fucking worth. Like, we're not just about to be talking all the time, like, you finna take me on a date or not? Because if you're not, then I could just move on to the next one. Like, I might be struggling with my confidence, and, you know, thinking I'm beautiful and all that, but I still got a lot of things going for me that you can't find out here sometimes. I still have a lot going on for me, and I'm not just about to waste my time. Like Auntie Maxine says, I'm reclaiming my fucking time on all these niggas because I'm not about to waste my time on you. I'm not. So if I see a hint of playing around or a hint of chilling, nigga, ain't nobody chilling. Ain't nobody Netflix and chilling. Ain't nobody, excuse me, you finna take me out? Nah? Cool. All right, next one. We not talking no more. Like, what? You gonna take me out? I want to go out. I want to go on dates. I want to have fun. I want to enjoy myself with niggas. And I want to date around. And that's not being a hoe if you date around. That's one of your options. Like, I'm not having sex with nobody. I'm not doing this. I'm going out and I'm talking to people and I'm enjoying myself. And seeing if, you know, if date around want for me. And that's what I want to do. I want to go out and I want to have fun and I want to go on dates. I want to be able to meet new people. And, you know, flirt and just to have fun. Yeah, like, I want to have fun. I want to have fun. And crazy, because this is what I wrote. I said, you're the shit and niggas are replaceable. Remember that. And that's what I need to remember, because I am the shit. I might be forgetting this. Some days I'd be looking at myself, looking in the mirror, and I was like, bitch, you struggling right now. You're fucked up. Your skin all, you look crazy. You got sweat. It's just, you struggling right now. But overall, when you list all the qualities that I have going for myself, it's like, bitch, you're the shit. You really are the shit. And if niggas can't see that, they're replaceable. Like, you could get dropped real quick. We don't have to talk. We don't have to go out. You can get dropped. There are plenty of men out here in these streets. If you don't want me, I'm sure somebody else will. As long as you're the right one, you know, he might get it. You know? Like, yeah. I just need to remember. And the whole process when it comes to the dating and everything, going out, meeting new guys, and just having fun, it's like, I just need to remember that I'm the shit. Like, I'm popping. And I need to... one of my friends said this because I was telling her. Because, you know, I was going through one of my hormones when I wanted... Like, this boy at my job, he was just so cute. And he was just flirting with me OD. And I was just like, oh, my God. And I was going through it, my hormones. I don't know if it was my fertility. What is it? I was being... It was my, during my... What is it, fertile window or whatever? like that time where I was just very fertile, like, you know, your hormones are just very high. I don't know if it was in between that time or not or something, but when I tell you, my ass was horny and I wanted to, I wanted to pop it real quick. I was ready to risk it all. I swear to you, I was ready. I was ready to risk it all for that nigga. And this is what my best friend, this is what my best friend said. She said, live your best life, sis. Live your best life. And I said, no, we can't be doing that. We can't be doing that. But it's like, that's the anthem right now. That is the anthem for me. To live my best life, just to not hold back. Just do you, be you, have fun doing it too. Like, that's what I want. So when it comes to these niggas, I'm definitely not fucking them. I know that for sure. I'm definitely not fucking them. But sure enough, I'm going to live my best life and I'm going to have fun with them. I ain't fucking them, but I'm going to have fun. I'm going to date, I'm going to flirt, I'm going to laugh around. You know, and I hope I find the one. But if not, that's okay. Moving on. But that's what we're going for 2018. Live your best life, sis. Live your best life, yo. That's what I want. That's what I want. All right, next. Talked about niggas. What I want to do is, I'm an extremely unorganized bitch. As y'all can see, since my podcast has not been posted on a same day weekly, it's been pulled one, I think one was like on a Wednesday, the other one was on a Monday, the other one before that was like on a Tuesday, I don't fucking know, but I'm really not, I'm not really organized or consistent, and it's like, bitch, if you're gonna do this, you need to be. So, what I want to do, one of my best friends, she gave me a planner for my birthday. Mind you, my birthday is in June, so she gave me a 2018 planner, but she didn't give that shit to me till like October. She gave me a planner to get my shit together. I'm pretty sure she wrote on the card, get your shit together or something like that, because I'll be everywhere. So what I want to do is just to use my planner weekly to write down my goals. Like this planner, let me open it up. It says, where's the page? It says goal tracker, and then on it has like each month has a goal tracker where you write down your goals, and then you have the days written up, and like the goal that you write down, you have to check it to make sure that you do it every day, or just to show overall the review. And then under it says like for the month of January, it says January review, and you will write like complete successes. So you write that, and then the next box will say need improvement. So you write things that need to improve. You write down things that you're grateful for, best moments of the month, and the worst moments of the month. And of course it has the month, and then the weekly, the days, things like that. So I actually like doing this though. Sitting down on Sundays and just planning out my week. Like writing what classes I'm gonna take, what gym classes I'm gonna take, what time I gotta go to work if I have an appointment. And just really just sitting down and just having a schedule and knowing what my week is going to look like. If it's going to be hectic or if it's going to be really slow and chill. I like doing that. Then I know like you waking up in the day and you're like, okay, these are the things you got to do. These are the things that you got to plan for, that you already got planned. Like, boom, 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 you're done. It's like checking things off a checklist. Like, that's, I like that. I just need to stay consistent at it. So she gave me this planner. I'm really going to try to every Sunday just to sit down and just to write out my week. Like, write out my week and what I got planned, what I'm about to do. And just to be consistent with that and stick with it, because that will make me successful. That will really make me, like, do what I need to do and just, like, get me on track. And then in terms of this podcast, I wanted to do, this is my weekly podcast diary, like online. So I want it to be organized, and I want that to be consistent. So I want to block out a time in my schedule. So whenever I sit down and I do my calendar, my weekly calendar and things like that, I want to block out a section of my time, like each week, that I know I'm going to set aside like 3 or 4 hours to do my podcast or something. Or, I'm going to set out, this is the day I'm going to use to review my week and do my diary and just edit it and things like that. Cause if I say my name, you know, think shit like that, I got to edit that crap out. But just know I have that time set aside to record and to upload my podcast online. And like, this is it. Like, it'll be consistent, it'll be blocked off, so that way I won't ever have any issues with it. My overall goal is to stay consistent with this, because I'm actually using money, and money don't come from trees, bitch. I work hard for that shit. So we're doing this. I'm using some money. So I need to be consistent with that bitch. And then for 2018, I want to do 4 trips in 2018. Four trips that are like 3 to 4 days away in different states. That's my goal, but I forgot about, you know, the whole immigration and possibly moving to Canada shit. So I don't know how that's gonna work. Like, yeah, I don't know, because I possibly won't be in the United States this whole entire year. So I don't know how the shit's gonna work. But if I am, then my goal is to do 4 trips in 2018. 4 out-of-state trips. That was that. If I am, that is my goal. And what I want to do is to gather all my friends and every month do a, once a month, just do a girls' night out or just a friends' night out. And I was thinking this, so once a month, I would do, so like, it's cold right now and it's snowing. So I could do ice skating the month of January and just like to gather all my friends together, see how interested they are in doing it and see if it will make it work. You know, everybody just come together once a month, you know, let go, be free, and do that. So January could be ice skating. What's it called? February, we could do bowling. March, go-kart racing. Things like that. Just like a good time together. A good time. Just gather all my friends. Because I have a variety of different friends in different places. Like I have some bougie friends. I have some nerdy friends. I got some popping friends. I got some not so popping friends. Like me, I'm that not so popping friend. I got like that smart friend. I got that brolic friend. I got the artsy friend. I just got a variety of different people around me. I'm not around one set of people. Like my crowd is a different crowd. It's a bunch of people. I like, and it's crazy how I fit in and all this, because it's like, it's probably because I've never put a label on myself. Like, I'm nerdy, but I'm not full-on nerdy all the time. And I'm brolic, but, you know, I turn that shit on and off as needed. I have my little artistic moments, but it don't be popping like that. And then, you know, I have my moments when I'm girly, too. So it's just like, that's how, I'm not that one person where it's like, I'm a ghetto bitch. I'm not, no. I got my ghetto tendencies, but I'm not fully ghetto. Like, I'm a variety of different people, and my friends show that. And my friends show that, basically. So, I just wanted to You know, gather my friends together, and also this being possibly being my last year in the States, I just want to make some memories, make some good memories with my friends while I'm here with them, and have some fun and just be free. So that's the goal. And then next is I want to read one book every month. Now, I don't know how the fuck that's going to get accomplished. I really don't. I love reading. I really do. But I be falling off. But I want to educate myself, because I feel like now that I'm not in school anymore, like I kind of dumbed down a little, because I've always been in school my whole life. So I've been constantly learning, constantly reading, learning about new things. And it's just, there's a lot of things that I don't know. I feel like I'm getting a little dumb. So I just, to keep myself in the loop with everything, to keep myself educated and smart, like I want to read a book every month. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a textbook, like a smart ass textbook or something like that. It could just be a regular book. Like, Gabrielle Union just came out with her book. There's Charlemagne the God has his book, like things like that. And I want to specifically read Black authors' book. That's my goal. Like Black authors. That's one I want to read. Just because I feel like I can relate to that more. I feel like I can relate to them more. So it's just, and I'm Black and they Black. So it's just, I'm Black, they Black. So I wanna do a lot of more things that involve the Black community, to be honest. That's really what I wanna do. And I wanna give my money to the Black community. So yeah. And the next is I want my relationship with God to become closer. Me and God have had a rocky relationship. You know, God is steady, but my ass ain't. I want to have a steady relationship with God, to pray, to read the Bible. Like, I've been going to church all my life, like every Sunday up until I went to college and started working. But I've always gone to church every Sunday. And I'm looking at my peers and stuff, and I feel like they know a lot more about the Bible. They know a lot more about God than me. And it's like, that's because they're taking it seriously and they're taking the time out of their day to read the Bible, to pray to God, to be what he wants them to be. I just feel like I want to be what God wants me to be. I want to, like, he put me on this earth, and I'm going through all these trials and tribulations. I understand that. And that's probably why, you know, my relationship with him has been rocky. But I feel like when me and God were good and solid, that I was happier, I want to say. I was just happier. And not to say that, like, I didn't go through my trials. Like, I've been going through my trials all my life. It seems like it's nonstop. So it just, the more I am, the closer I am to him, the happier I am, even though I might be going through these things. So, that's what I want to do. I want to pray. I want to read the Bible. I want to worship, to praise him. So that also comes. So, like, when I'm doing my planner, I want to add that onto it. So whenever I do my planner, I want to add, block off a section where it's like, okay, I'm going to set out this time every week to read the Bible and to know, to just, to learn, to research. And I think what I struggle with the most is learning exactly what he wants me to know, like when I'm rereading the verses, because like it can be interpreted a whole bunch of ways. So I think that's where I'm struggling with. But one of my friends recommended a different version of the Bible that really just keeps it plain and simple, and it's just right there. Because I feel like sometimes the King James Version or just some other versions, it just be all like, okay, I don't understand what the fuck you're saying. But she gave me this version where it's real simple and easy, and the words are right there in front of you. And yeah, I want to do that, and I want to travel to different churches and see how they do things. I'm a Christian Baptist, so I want to travel, you know, just to see how, what's out there, what different churches do, hear different sermons. Because, you know, sometimes it gets tiring hearing the same thing over and over again or just hearing the same person. So I want to do that. I just want my relationship with God to get closer. No matter what I may go through this year, no matter what I have to do this year, I want to know that me and God are good. Yeah, that's what I want. To know that me and God are good. So, because if me or God are good, then there is nothing that I can't do. That's really it. So, yeah. These are my goals for 2018. I know it's cliche, but whatevs. New year, people think it's... Well, yeah, the new year. So, it's like kind of like a new start every year again. Even though you could start all over again every day that you wake up. But yeah, it's a new year, and these are my goals, and these are what I set out to achieve. In terms of my health, these niggas, and you know, my life. There's a whole lot more I want to do. But I'll keep you guys updated. These are just overall things that, for right now, what do I want for things I want right now? Yes. Okay. I have a quote. Well, not a quote. I wrote this down. I don't know if it's a quote. I don't know if somebody famous said it, and you know, that's why it's popular. But, or I don't even know if it's popular, but I just wrote it down because just a reminder to myself. And yeah, it's just a reminder to myself. And it says, every day is a new day. Take it one day at a time and don't give up. Shit, that wasn't a quote. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. That's not a quote. I just wrote that as a reminder to myself. Like, every day is literally a new day. You wake up. It's another day to try to go to the gym again if you didn't make it the day before. To try to eat healthier if you ate an unhealthy meal the day before, if you just had a bad meal day the day before, or no, niggas pissing you off, it's a new day. It's just, you wake up, it is a new day. It's a new day. So just take it a day at a time. Whatever challenges that might be going through, just take it a day at a time. And just to not give up. I'm one of the most resilient, like, I know a lot of people that are resilient, but shit, I'm one of the most resilient people out here. And sometimes it's hard, but I gotta remind myself, like, bitch, you can't give up. Bitch, you cannot give up. Like, if you give up, where would you be? So, yeah. These are my goals. These are my goals. Remember, live your best life, sis. Live your best life. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you guys will be able to tune in next week also. And yeah, thank you guys for listening to me speak for like a good hour and shit. I guess my podcasts are gonna be like hour long. I thought I was gonna do like 30-minute podcasts, but yup, bitch is wrong. Yeah, so thank you for tuning in. Please leave your comments or your suggestions. Just leave your comments in the comments section. Follow me on Insta _K's Diary. Subscribe to my SoundCloud and iTunes so you'll be notified whenever I post something new, whenever I post a new weekly podcast, or just if, you know, I'm feeling extra special, or if I'm going through it, I might just post double. I don't know. But, I look forward to hearing from you guys. So please make sure you comment. You know, let me know what you guys think whenever you hear the podcast. Let me know maybe if you have some of the similar goals. So if you have some of these similar goals. I don't know what the fuck was going on with my mouth right there. I don't know what the fuck I said. But yeah, if you guys have some of the similar goals, some of the same plans, or just let me know, what are your goals for 2018? What are your plans with these niggas or with these men, with your health, with your fitness, with God maybe, with reading, or I don't know. What are your plans? What are your plans? I want to know. I'm interested. So, thank you guys for tuning in. Please make sure to like and comment and subscribe. I will see you guys, or you will hear from me next week. Or, listen, I gotta work on this closing thing. Bye-bye, bitches.